Members of the Federal Reserve Board's Open Markets Committee have decided to leave interest rates unchanged, but they said they are prepared to lower rates further if the economy stays weak. Commentator Ev Ehrlich doesn't think they'll have to.
The last time the Fed met, the Iraq War was just beginning. The atmosphere of uncertainty was so great that the Fed was unable to figure out which way the economy was headed and essentially said, "Call us when the war is over." Well, the war is over now, and the mood in the economy today is undeniably sour. Data from April revealed that 500,000 jobs were lost in the last 3 months alone. The unemployment rate jumped last month to 6%. To many, these are signs of prolonged economic weakness, perhaps even a second recession or so-called double dip. Is this where we're headed? Job losses are troubling, to be sure, but they tell us more about what's just happened in the economy than what's about to happen. And part of the reason why jobs aren't growing is that productivity continues to grow at a surprising rate. That's small consolation for the unemployed, but it conveys some good news as well. First, strong productivity allows wages to stay up, even when jobs are being cut. Average hourly earnings are still over 3% higher than they were a year ago. And rising productivity means that businesses have reduced their costs after the wreckage of the bubble economy of the recent past and have cleared the decks for a new round of expansion. In fact, the further you step back from the recent bad job news, the more the picture starts to improve. Oil prices are falling and production from an occupied Iraq threatens to flood the market. The government is pouring money into the economy like there's no tomorrow. Interest rates are low and will stay that way, allowing businesses and families to refinance their debts. Far from a double dip, the economy might well start to grow faster late this year, certainly not at the Herculean rates of the 1990s, but substantially nonetheless. Wages could continue to rise, profits improve, and jobs inevitably follow. That's probably what the Fed sees as well. So why did it announce yesterday that rate cuts are now more likely than rate increases? Because the chances of rate increases are zero. So long as inflation remains dormant, there's no need to raise interest rates. And today, more people are worried about deflation, prices falling, than inflation. So the Fed's announcement really just means that if the economy does turn out to be soft, they're on the case. With unemployment rising, the furor over whether and how to cut taxes is only going to grow. But the tax debate is more about the next election than good economics. Ultimately, the Fed's willingness to step into the breach is the best insurance the economy can buy.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, a senior vice president of the Committee for Economic Development here in Washington. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.